It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. After the Celtics overcome a 21-point deficit and send the Pistons to 28 straight losses, tying the longest mark ever in NBA history, in season, over multiple seasons, it felt like the Pistons had it. Mike Curtis here, Detroit News. They lead by 21 going into the second half, 19 to start the third quarter, and it took them less than a quarter to squander it. And they end up forcing overtime, two big plays by Jaden Ivey late in this one, overcome a late six-point deficit. But then Kristaps Porzingis, Derek White take over in their two-man game in overtime, and Ivey fouls out. Cade Cunningham missed a big three before the end of regulation. And it felt like this was going to be the one, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it was so interesting because, like, as soon as the Pistons went up 19 in the first half, this place was booing.
For the first time all season.
It reminded me of the boos that I typically hear in Little Caesars Arena, but it was so interesting how kind of the tables have turned. But with a team like this who have lost 27 straight games, it's a young team and they haven't figured out how to win yet, you kind of just knew that there was going to be a point where Boston would kind of make their run, and that run ended up being in the third quarter. I think majority of Boston's offense was coming from the three-point line there in the first half, and I think once they made up their mind that they were going to attack the paint, especially with Kristaps Porzingis, Detroit had no answer for him. And I think that's pretty much where the game was lost, because Boston is a proven team. They've been through this before, and they proved it tonight.
Are you surprised it stretched this long? It's just stunning at this point. Jason Tatum said it post-game. This isn't, talent-wise, the worst team in the league, but night in, night out, they keep losing. And we talked to Cade Cunningham tonight, who was incredible in this game. It just missed that game winner, potentially, at the end of regulation there. And he's talking after pretty much every game, taking the blame and trying to keep this group together. I'm sure, lost for words at just how long this is going.
Yeah, when you take a look at this roster, you got Cade Cunningham, the number one overall pick from 2021, missed all of last season with the shin surgery, has come back this season, has played every game, and he's looked like the potential number one pick star that the Pistons want him to be, especially over this last week or so. Then you pair him with Bojan Bogdanović, who's instant offense, and he had a really profound impact on this game. Take a couple of lottery picks from last season's draft, and Jaden Ivey and Jalen Duren, along with Asar Thompson. On paper, you don't think this team would only have two wins at this stretch of the season. It's really mind-boggling. They're veteran shooters, outside of Bogdanović, they haven't produced as much as they thought they would. And I think it just goes with just being a young team and trying to get through a slump like this. You're just trying to find that one win.
Again, I thought tonight was the night. 41% of their misses, they grabbed offensive rebounds on. I think they finished with 19. The big night Cunningham had. Bogdanović was awesome, I thought, too, for stretches. And he had a really good look with under a minute left from three to push the Pistons ahead. And that one missed as well. When is this going to end? Is this going to keep going on and on and on? Or do you think they're on the precipice of finally ending this?
Yeah, so tonight was a good sign. But I know a lot of Pistons fans and even Monty Williams, he's not into moral victories. But this is the type of game you can build on against a Toronto Raptors team coming into Little Caesars Arena on Saturday to possibly end the streak. If they don't end it,
that'll be a back-to-back for Toronto, too.
That'll be a back-to-back. And if they don't end it on Saturday, they'll have sole possession of the longest overall losing streak in NBA history. And I don't think they want that in the history books. They already made the record for the longest single season losing streak. So I think they're going to be really motivated come Saturday.
What do you think of the Celtics? The comeback's impressive. Porzingis, you mentioned. Jason Tatum even overcoming a bad first half and finishing with 10 assists here. attacking Cade, attacking Ivy. I've been impressed with just how much they've handled business this year, frankly. Like, against teams like this, they lost these kind of games last year pretty routinely. And they really have only had one bad loss to a Charlotte this year. But just seeing them up close for the first time, is this the team that's going to win the championship for Boston finally?
I think they have a pretty good chance to do it. I mean, I think they prove why they're the best team in the NBA right now. Just even without Jaylen Brown, just their ability to kind of play on both from all areas of the floor. You got Porzingis, who can shoot the three, but he can also take advantage of smaller matchups inside. You got Jason Tatum, who can get literally anywhere he wants on the court. And then you got Al Horford, guys like Jrue Holiday, guys who can defend when teams want to either go big or go small. And they just took advantage of a young Detroit team tonight.
Celtics win 128-122. Detroit's losing streak stretches on. You can continue to track their push to end it with Mike Curtis here, the Detroit News, formerly of Syracuse.com. So you know I got love for him for that. And I'm Bobby Manning here. Check out our next Garden Report with Joe Sway. So we look ahead to the second half of the back-to-back against Toronto here tomorrow night.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 Moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.